today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
I've done a complete and total review of the car situation, and I conclude at Amato Insurance that it's a total loss. Make sure you tune in Thursday to find out.
It's just this compulsion to share. And
Have you ever had an event before that you had a compulsion to share?
Yeah, losing my virginity.
Did you have pictures?
No. I didn't have any pictures, but I ran home. Right after the act, my desire was to tell my cousin.
I thought you were going to tell your parents.
No.
And we knew you weren't at fault. But Mike, the paperwork, you know what? It's those pencil pushers that'll get you.
Let's play that game. Let's play that game that your dad likes so bad. What was that game called again?
Keep Mike Happy, a.k.a. the Be Quiet game.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Somebody choose not to tell me about something. What's going on?
It was a surprise.
That's a tease for later.
Oh, okay. I get it. That was interesting.
Did it throw you a little bit?
Well, the Mira part did.
Well, I mean, how long have you had your name mispronounced in jingles?
I've had mispronounced and miswritten my entire life, so I'm used to it.
I remember when we got your name Sing for TMOS, yeah. I was actually listening to the session, and they said it wrong, and I had to make them re-sing it. It was so cool.
The E, they want to pronounce the E.
Yeah.
Mira. And really, the way I explain it is it's chair, dare, bear, B-E-A-R.
You explained it to me, you said, Ann Mara, remember it.
No, but a lot of people would call her Ann Mira.
They'd be wrong.
Right.
Jerry Stiller.
But the other guy that gets mentioned probably is Mark O'Mara the golfer.
Yeah.
In a public forum, and he gets they usually get that right, but then he's more famous than I will ever be.
What about the pawn shop owner Sid O'Mara?
Is Sid O'Mara the...
I just made that up.
Is Sid... I've been watching a little Pawn Stars online. I've been watching a little Samurai Sword action.
Then you need to find something new.
No, I know. I mean, it's written about us regularly, about our boring existence. I mean, I own it, you know? That's why when I plan to have my car accident...
Right at the beginning of June Sweep?
When I staged my car accident Saturday, I said this ought to help, and I was really, really excited about it. No, I was not. I will tell you one thing.
You're like one of the impractical jokers, Mike. You're like Murr.
Who's Murr?
He's one of the impractical jokers. That's another show people watch when they have nothing else in the world to watch.
That seems to be on TV all the time.
Yeah, I think it is. There should be a channel for it. It's on always.
All right. Well then, fine. I have to say this, that the I'm doing something. If I get one thing on a daily basis, it is plenty of attention. I have a show with my name on it. I come in here, flap my gums. A lot of people respond to it, and so you know, in the attention department, I think I'm satisfied. So
I don't know that you're satisfied, Mike. The reason we all get into show business is we have a hole that cannot be filled.
I get it, but at the same time, I'm interested at my compulsive desire to share my car accident with people. Like,
you know, if no one was listening
yesterday, what's that?
If no one was listening yesterday, if someone missed yesterday's program, you should thumbnail what happened.
I got in a car wreck on Saturday. Bad.
You were not at fault.
I was not at fault, and it was bad. And what happened?
Totally totaled.
It was, I don't know yet, not the final word hasn't come through. And my insurance company sent a form email that says one of the things I have to do is find a repair shop that I want to do the work. And I said I don't know if I have a straight shot to Fantasyland because those are the only people that are going to fix this car. And
you
by
got
the
that
way,
email from your insurance agent, Jimmy O'Meara.
Jimmy O'Meara, Mira. They also said I was liability. I was not. You have been deemed not responsible for the thanks for the applause. Thanks for the applause.
Mike, America was rooting for you.
Oh,
you're a
God,
fighter.
He's wound up today, Josh. He is wound up today. He is. Yes, go ahead. What?
Well, I know. America is happy. A national nightmare is over because we were all rooting for you. And we knew you weren't at fault. But, Mike, the paperwork,
quiet.
You know what? It's those pencil pushers that'll get
you.
Let's
play that game. Let's play that game that your dad likes so bad. What was that game called again?
Keep Mike Happy, a.k.a. the Be Quiet game.
The compulsion is something that I'm doing, and I am not checking myself when I'm doing it, and I am it. I would describe it as compulsive, because a person told me yesterday that don't discount. And Kathy said this. My sister, who has been in a, you know, ever since she was 16 years old, she's been in a bunch of wrecks. And what I was told by multiple sources is that even though I wasn't hurt at all, and I really wasn't, I'd be lying if I said that this hand that bumped whatever it bumped was, it doesn't count. I'm fine.
My hand.
I've severed my hand. I was told that don't be unaware of the psychological deal where you were involved in something and it takes some time. And I think that going over to get the rental car, which where the office was near my house, so I walked over there. It's about a mile and a half, and I hoofed it over there because Carla was at work slaying the dragon. God bless her. I walked over there, and I was a little, what would be the word, twitchy about driving. I really was. I was just a little bit.
Are you okay with walking? Like when you got to the street?
But I was. But even with that, I know I'm crossing like a parkway.
Yeah.
And I just was weird. You get weirded out about stuff. But this desire to share with everybody, to go into my phone and say, take a look at this. Mm-hmm. Take a look at this. You see this? What's wrong with me? Why am I doing that so regularly?
It's because this is your body's way, your mind's way, yourself's way of dealing with it. You want people to know what you've been through.
Josh, you're not the extrovert that I am, but I have to say, you know, and by the way, anybody that observes Josh now on the show down in the lower corner every day can probably, you know, go along with that.
You don't have a guy that's like going
like we are when we're on the show. He's just chill. He's chill.
But he does
like
wave.
That.
He waves at the Orioles game. He's not a total introvert.
No.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
really good at that. He likes, nice and awkward.
He likes doing that. Yeah. He likes life. He's there's nothing I don't like
now,
about the guy. You know, but give me time.
What I think about you going around showing the picture is, have you ran into anyone yet who's then blaming you for the traffic they had to sit in?
Yes, one person. One person was on 75. I don't know how far it backed up. That's one thing I did. They were out of there within an hour, I'm pretty sure, but that can really stop a super highway.
Saturday morning, Route 66 in D.C. was slow, and I don't know if that was related or not, but you know, all our highways are connected.
Isn't he an ass?
Well,
isn't he an ass sometimes?
I did. Once we knew Mike was all right, I did go look on Twitter and Facebook to see if people were posting complaining about traffic down there. Because people love to go on these Facebook groups and just complain about anything.
Yeah.
So I thought if I could find some nice posts of Mike causing a big backup, it'd be fun.
I think that it was noticeable. Obviously, it was noticeable. When it stops, you know, the highway, I mean, it's immediate. It happens immediately.
Yeah.
But my compulsion to share this, the latest example where I was probably appeared to be a little foolish, I take my kid to his his six-month cleaning at the dentist's office. Mm-hmm. And he's also got his teeth coming in, so he checks in with the ortho to see if his teeth are coming in straight. He gets the thumbs up on that. And he gets a teeth cleaning. And because they, you know, they didn't feel like they'd made enough money, they also take x-rays. And so he takes x-ray. He's got a clean bill of health on his mouth and his teeth.
Does he like the lead apron?
I had to step out of the room. I walked back there with him, and it's a state-of-the-art office that's got an open floor with all the hygienists working on kids at the same time. And it's very it just strikes me as state-of-the-art.
Yeah,
then again, when you're my age, state-of-the-art can be the wheel.
Yeah, I was going to say, I used to go to a dentist that had to display the old drill with all the exposed strings and pulleys.
My dentist, Dr. Novi, did that. Commandeered my story?
Not at all. It's Dr. Fisher.
That's my story.
But he was in.
Really?
You had one? Display? Yeah.
He had an antique?
Yeah. You had one too?
Was it in the exam room?
It was in the procedural room, where you go in. Like, you know, there'd be a modern chair.
Do you think they sold them to these dentists as, like, art?
Knowing Dr. Yes. Fisher, he was probably there when it was used. He was an older gentleman, so.
My guy was Dr. Novi.
Supposed to scare you or make you feel more comfortable about modern dentistry?
I will answer it this way, Josh. As a 7-year-old, 5-year-old, whatever, going into the dentist, it freaked me out. It was the nastiest, horrific-looking apparatus that had, I believe, pedals. Yeah. I believe it had pedals.
This was an electric one, but originally they were pedals.
Okay, so now I get it. So yours was, mine was an antique, and he had it in there on display. And when you walk into an exam room, you got the chair that's sitting there. But then you look to your right, and there's another apparatus that has a chair in it that looks like, you know, you're going to get a torture session when you go in there. So the dentist comes in. She's the last one to check Michael and do the regular dental exam. You know the drill. You go in, go to the hygienist.
Step in, Michael.
Hello.
Then they bring in the dentist at the very end.
Yeah.
With the machine that goes bing. And the dentist does a complete workup on his mouth. And as I look at it.
How is the dentist presentation for kids? Is he a good kids dentist? That's the solution, Josh. The doctor was a woman.
My God. Look at him. Look at how pleased he is with himself right now.
Are you sure it wasn't a nurse?
Oh, God. Send the letters to Rob, the mailbag, open every day. Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And Rob will get your letters. So she comes around the corner. Great dentist, by the way.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, well. I forced the issue. I think I can recreate the way the conversation went.
All right.
Well, hello. I said, hey, Doc, how you doing? It's great. So let's take a look. The x-rays look good. Everything looks really good. And I think I am not exaggerating when I say I steered the conversation into my accident from my kid's exam like this. Well, yeah, we're all doing okay. Bit of a rough weekend.
And, so typical of that.
Don't
keep in mind, that was when you had the hook in the water. You were chumming with, hi, doctor, how are you? And then you're hoping she comes back with, how are you?
It's embarrassing. I'm calling myself out on it because it's embarrassing. Because for some reason, I need the attention of this.
Did you want her to do a quick check of your teeth, make sure the airbag didn't knock anything out?
No, Josh, I did not.
Josh, you're coming in a little hot. If you could back off on your mic a little bit, that'd be great.
I was cool.
You don't see this dentist. This is not your tooth doctor, then.
Everything sounds weird to me today. But anyway, that's me.
That's the accident.
What's the accident? So she says, really? I said, yeah. And then I don't say anything else, and I just go to the picture. I just go to the picture. And let me zoom in here, all right, because I got a bunch of them. This is the way, the sophisticated way I'm going to do it.
See, I don't recall showing
Josh,
off the
I drive
picture.
Josh nuts when I don't send him, like, links and stuff like that.
I don't recall showing off pictures or really trying to steer the conversation when I flipped my car. I think I got called. The Family Network was going, and I got a few calls from that. But I don't think I was talking all about it. So I think it's just the way you're dealing with the fact that you did cheat death. And there's some pride there because you got lucky. And then you want people to know exactly what you went through. Because saying that you got into a wreck is not as tangible as showing the photo.
Josh, I don't know whether they're all. Let me know if they all came through to you or if just one came through to you.
And
if
all right, well, this
one, I'll do them.
This is the one I already had.
Okay. All right, you have that one. So, and I only sent one. Is that right?
Oh, okay. Yes, you just sent me that one, and that's the one I just went and pulled out of the group chat from over the weekend.
All right.
Same one.
The next one I'm sending you here is the.
Which, if you go back and look at that chat, as soon as you sent this photo, Rob had to send photos of his car accident.
I did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he really?
You sent one photo of your car. He sent like three or four of his.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna send another one here.
I was showing him that I could relate.
No, half the discussion of the car was your accident yesterday. That's what it was. Because you crave attention just as much as I do.
Mike, I don't deny this. I told you. Yeah. We all have a hole that can't be filled.
I get it.
You crave it.
All right. I've got some close-ups here. Carla, by the way, I believe was the person who took all of these photos on a Saturday morning. So
okay.
I'm sending those along, and hopefully they're all going through. And just let me know if you're having any problems with them, Josh.
Nope, they're coming. They're coming through.
That's a great photo. I mean, you see the ambulance, you see the cop car, you see the cop, and you see your accident. That's like a Norman Rockwell right there. There's a lot going on.
That's a thorough picture. That one's the one that's my standard go-to.
Is that what you showed the dentist?
Yeah, that's the one I showed the dentist yesterday when I had that. So I'm sending.
Did she scream?
No, I didn't get the response. Did you get any other ones yet?
Yep, I'm just waiting on the computer to bring them up.
All right. How's the Josh? By the way, is in Lumberton. Is it South Carolina or North Carolina?
It is in North Carolina.
It's North Carolina.
10 minutes above south of the border or before south of the border, either way.
Oh, so south you're close to a good breakfast place.
I saw Pedro and said, I can't stop yet. I got to keep going.
Pedro says, let's go O's.
Josh, do you like ginger ale?
I do have some ginger ale right here somewhere.
If you go to south of the border, they have a brand they make, and it's only sold there called Blenheim's. It's excellent. So
but
if you find yourself,
I'd have
south
to stop
of the border,
there.
Well, you got to come back, don't you?
Yeah, I just don't. I never want to take that exit.
It is so.
Josh, do you drink sugary sodas like Rob?
Yeah, I drink Coke.
See,
I'm a Coke person.
It's not uncommon.
No, I don't think it's uncommon. It's just not good for you, you know. So it's a thing for me, you know, because ever since Denny McClain, Rob, was drinking, I forgot what it was, but it was Pepsi, and it was they mentioned he was super obese, former baseball player, and they mentioned how much that he said he gained most of his weight because he would drink. That's the car, by the way, that that I hit.
Okay.
So the front left of mine hit her on the right. And that's the rear panel of my car when it spun around, and the rear part hit the back of her car. So essentially what you got was my front left panel, my left rear panel was hit her front right and rear right. So that's how
this from the chat room, Mike. Jim Amato writes, nothing to save on that car for parts. It needs to be scraped. I think
scraped.
He meant scrapped.
You mean scrapped?
Well, he wrote scraped.
Well, is Jim Amato in the insurance game? Is he giving us some sort of is that some sort of assessment that he's giving us right now about
you
the
might wanna,
total?
You may want to print out this chat and bring it to your insurance guy.
That's good. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Well, I've done a complete and total review of the car situation, and I conclude at Amato Insurance that it's a total loss. Make sure you tune in Thursday to find out just what the insurance company said to everybody.
Jim, should it be scraped?
Scrape. Hey, a programming note. Tomorrow it's Rob. Katie joining you tomorrow?
No, actually, a curveball.
Oh, that's right. Dude Walker's joining
Dude
you
Walker
tomorrow.
Dude Walker is doing the show with us
oh,
tomorrow.
Oh, man. Tomorrow I will be getting, because I haven't been, disrupting the show with my life enough. I've got a medical procedure previously scheduled for my back. I'm getting a radio frequency ablation. At least I believe I am. at the We Don't Communicate doctor's office. I believe I am. I have to call them today just to double check because, you know, those reminders that medicals practitioners send out to you?
Yeah.
I guess the only ones that want to send out 60 or 70 of them are when you're going to get a regular checkup. When you're going to have a major spinal procedure, I guess they figure you'll just remember.
Right. Who will forget that?
Yeah.
Mike, do you know that I actually have audio of a radio ablation process?
Okay, can we hear that, please?
Absolutely.
Hey, everybody.
The Mike O'Meara Show.
Greetings.
T-M-O-S.
So
radio
tomorrow,
ablation.
Tomorrow will be the Robin Dude. Robin Dude on the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm excited about that. I can't wait to hear that show.
I was so tickled.
And then I'll be back on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just this compulsion to share. And
have you ever had an event before that that you had a compulsion to share?
Yeah, losing my virginity.
Did you have pictures?
No, I didn't have any pictures. But I ran home. Right after the act, my desire was to tell my cousin.
I thought you were going to tell your parents.
No, it's the truth. I have always been a sharer. That's just the way it goes.
Hopefully not that night.
Rob, I have always been. Well, oh, I forgot to plug in it. God damn it, Michael. How many years do I have to do the show before I figure out how to, you know, how to do it correctly? Come on, Mike.
The Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, everybody.
T-M-O-S.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then play it in the middle of the sound.
You are a blabber.
Rob, would it be safe to say you and I use technology that is, if we can be completely honest,
sure,
is really not designed for broadcast?
No.
Wouldn't that be accurate?
It's
a hybrid thing that is used essentially to pretend it's used for broadcast.
Well, we started when there was no consumer-grade equipment for podcasting. Now there's a lot, but we're locked into some of our old habits. Now, I will say this. We run like a perfectly restored classic automobile. With our limited technology, we still put out a wonderful product.
Well, I just shared that. I can't think of anything. Yeah, anything that's a big deal. I'm a sharer. I like to share. I like to share stuff.
I love to brag on my kids. Mm-hmm. I compulsively do that.
You like to talk about your accident. You were compulsive. How many people did you tell off air about that?
Not so. I mean, I don't think I brought it up to a lot of people. I told them that.
Oh, because you were at fault, unlike me. I'm probably sharing it.
Let's all not get into that.
I'm sharing because I was free of the responsibility for the accident.
Exactly.
Whereas you and your negligence severely caused the accident.
Exactly. I was I zoned out while I was texting and eating a hamburger.
Hold on a second. Breaking news. I'll be right back, everybody.
Okay. Josh, when you had your accident sometime, did you compulsively share about it?
I don't think so. Now, I was told I was at fault, and also this was pre-smartphones, so I couldn't have the pictures in my pocket.
I understand.
To show off.
Yeah, I think I'm more eager to share good things than I am an accident. But, you know, I wasn't shy from
talking about it. Maybe that's the difference. I think that might be the difference. But I always consider I don't consider myself necessarily a half-empty guy.
You like to share the good, you know? Which of your marriages were you most excited to tell people about?
Failing or...
Either way.
Kind of question. You know why he brought that up? He brought that up because I brought the fact that he was severely at fault for his accident.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if it was lost in the paperwork or anything like that, but there was never any follow-up from the Dulles Toll Road Commission.
Rob.
Yes.
Well, here's Rob's car.
All right. There it is.
You know, not as impressive as Mike's.
I do like the fact that the roof is all scraped up.
Well, that's what happens when you turn it upside down. The tires were in great shape.
But once again, the passenger compartment looks solid. But, Rob, there was nobody else that did anything other than you, isn't
it? I know,
right?
But what I'm saying is that there was never any follow-up or citation issued.
There wasn't a citation, but what did your insurance say?
They said goodbye.
Did they really?
Now
I'm curious about that. So did they really say that?
Mm-hmm. And it's been
like you, they paid your claim and then they said, so long, sucker.
Next month. Yeah. And
so how does that work? Because it might happen to me now that I've totaled the car.
They gave me a month's notice and I had to go and find a company that would take me on. And my rates went up.
And how is Senate working for you right now?
Mike, your car's your credit.
So what did you do? Tell us. Come on.
I went and compared. I called Allstate. I think we were with Allstate at the time. And Allstate, old-fashioned Allstate. I actually had an insurance agent in Leesburg that I could call. And his assistant.
Why do you call them old-fashioned Allstate?
Because, I mean, most places now everything's done over the phone at a call center. You don't really have an insurance agent anymore.
I have an insurance agent.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do. That's normal.
Not the case with my current insurance. But I called up and they said, we're going to have to drop you in about a month.
How did that work? I'm sure it didn't say.
It was an email. Then I followed up with the call.
And why did they, and what was in the email?
The email said that
he doesn't want to be doing this. He doesn't want to be talking about this.
No, it's fine. I don't have a vivid memory of it because it was just.
Because it was painful.
It was painful.
I was also dropped by Allstate.
Were you really?
For home insurance.
Really?
Yeah. Because when I moved to Florida, the mover stole some of my stuff and I put in a claim.
So they paid it out.
And then they dropped me.
What did they steal? What did they steal from you?
They stole a video game system, a drone, and some other electronics.
They knew what they were doing. They got the good stuff.
Wow.
But I got an email that said that your insurance will be canceled as of this date based on your driving history. And I called up and I said, hey, I've been with you guys a long time. I've got three other insured drivers on the policy. I bet you'd hate to see us all go. And they said, we're going to have to drop you, Rob.
Did they drop the other family
members? No, we left. The other family members left.
If they had wanted to stay on the policy, could they have?
They could have, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So I started with Flo.
Progressive?
And I believe they had an item on their website where you could compare other offers, you know, within.
On the Progressive website?
Yeah, and I think that's what it was. And then I went with the lowest. And it's great.
You went with the lowest?
I did.
What is the, I guess if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to talk about it.
I think we're with Travelers now.
Okay, that's from Hartford, Connecticut.
Exactly.
That's my old hometown. That's exciting.
Until we get dropped again.
Well, it shows you what a racket insurance is. That when they actually help you, they fire you.
It's an algorithm. It's a formula. It's a mathematical formula
that always works in their favor.
That works in their favor. That they eliminate.
It was fun to get the big check before they dropped me, though.
And it's no reflection on your one isolated accident. It is probably a formula that would indicate that. And by the way, I know there are people that work for insurance companies who are going nuts right now and say, no, you've got it wrong. This is just a theory, but don't they probably think, in case you are a chronic offender, that the averages would dictate that they.
You know what I should have told them? Now I remember this. I should have told them I wasn't drinking anymore.
That had nothing to do with it.
I would say,
listen,
I'm as good as gold, and no one's going to die in the near future. I'm not.
You were sober when this accident happened, right,
Mike?
Or were you not?
It's such a figurative word.
You were sober at the moment, but you hadn't achieved your goal. You were sober at the time of the accident. You just were still drinking in the evening.
No. I was dry 11 months when the accident happened.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's that, which is good.
It was the day after. I still blame the fact I was in a weird, weird headspace because it was the day after Mark's funeral.
Do you think that
2 weeks before that, my aunt had died? It was just really messed up in my head.
Do you think after everything is said and done that they will give me the big kiss when this is all over?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I hope it doesn't happen.
You don't think so, Josh?
No, because they've laid it out that it was her fault.
Okay.
Which means her insurance agency will be paying out, not you.
Well, and the thing that's expediting this, at least I'm told, is that they are both the same insurance company. So yesterday, I went over. Why are you laughing at that? What?
I don't know. I just picture them like calling you both into a conference.
Yeah. I was picturing you guys going out to drinks, discussing how to work this out.
It's just, you know.
It's all you guys. Go ahead.
Early on, my agent told me that we were in the same, she had the same policy, that she, her policy was active, and that was going to make things easier. That's what I was told.
That's good. That's good.
So that's a good thing. So I got lucky.
Now she'll be dropped. In that regard.
Unless Mike takes her on as a dependent.
And I have no idea.
All of this is possible. Say no to nothing at this point, Mike.
So yesterday I go over, I'm walking over to the rental car place, and just for a second, for maybe a second, getting into the rental car, a Jeep.
How was the crossing of the highway?
Careful.
It's a big road.
Careful.
Do you have a median strip that you could do it in two halves?
I did it I went about halfway down and then crossed at a certain point where the sidewalk came in on the other side of the road. And I will be honest with you, I was probably, the best way I could describe my crossing was conservative. I could have crossed easily.
Well, make
easily.
America great again, Mike.
I could have crossed easily a couple of times, but I waited until it was absolutely clear on both sides and then ambled across. What's that?
8 p.m.?
From 9 in the morning until, and I crossed, and then got in the car, and as soon as I started rolling out of the parking lot, I was chill. With that said,
yes,
I have become, I don't want to say overly cautious, but you certainly change the way you drive. It's inevitable that you change the way you drive. I am no longer... the impatient me has chilled. That'll probably come back, I would assume.
Oh, it will. It will.
But, you don't know for sure. I might just modify my driving habits for permanently, Mr. Mayor.
Really?
I might. Yeah, okay. I might. Well, what? I might.
I think, Mike, this is pretty deep inside you, your driving. It's been that way for a long time. And I think that I give it about 6 months. You know what? No. Christmas.
What type of driving are you referring to?
Well, you can be aggressive. We all can.
Way. I'd like facts. You're just giving like short answers.
One time
right
I was
now.
Following you to Union Station, and I saw you drive on a sidewalk to get past some cars.
No way. I did.
That was just preparing him for Florida.
Mike, it
a
happened.
Sidewalk?
Yes.
Not fast.
No. Well, you didn't want to harm your tires.
Slow enough to nudge people out of the way.
Right, but you did. It was to evade some sort of stoppage. It was like one of those little areas in D.C. where there's a park to our right, and you were able to just scoot around.
Well, that would have been probably a car that was in the right lane that was trying to merge over into the left.
Had to get to your tee time.
Yes.
No, it was a train. It was a train. And then, Mike, you do give the double pumper occasionally, and you yell.
Used to.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not going to lie. I might have, within the last month.
I would say, there. Mike, you'll be out.
Terrible.
It's going to rear its head. You can write this down, Josh, and put it in an envelope, seal it, and mail it to yourself. You will blow up sometime, and it's going to involve Christmas shopping.
It's my parking space. You see the viral video of that lady that was just getting all this crap. I mean, there have been a million of them, but she is
Karen.
Standing outside of a mall, and there's outdoor seating with the mall. So she is in front of people that are dining outside, and she's standing there, and there is a backup because the car is waiting to get in the space, and she will not move. And then finally, the peer group pressure gets to her, and she's just this big tub of goo that is not letting anybody go into the space, waiting for someone. And I think she's waiting for the person she's waiting for and holding the parking space, standing in it, which is verboten in the rules of the road.
It's even worse, Mike. That's even worse than someone that puts a folding chair in a spot they've dug out of the snow. Mm-hmm. I always find that so sad.
Yeah, it's not cool. And yeah. they finally made her cave, which was a very special, special moment. But
if you ever want a good tourism tip, Mike, come to Leesburg to the Costco and count the people with their left turn signal on waiting for someone to leave.
Yeah.
As soon as they see someone unpacking a cart or a six-wheeler.
It's American way.
Yeah. There's 8 billion parking spaces, but they all want the same 16 spaces.
They do. They do. Yeah. And it's almost like the lot is designed to have that type of confrontation when they do it. But I will tell you that I do feel as though with each day that passes, I'm getting better psychologically with this, but
good.
You do get freaked out, especially when people are coming out from the right, especially anything that would be in that regard. And I'm not. It's just, I don't know. It's a weird world. And you talk.
I thought about it while driving yesterday.
Yeah.
And seeing a bunch of, driving on 95 all day and just watched cars.
I definitely
thought about what if one of those wheels falls off ahead of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what happened to this lady. She blew a tire, and that was it. That's what caused the accident. So. I don't have a repair shop picked out yet because I don't think the magic repair shop will be able to fix my car.
Can I suggest one? I don't know a lot of the words.
Sure.
But Amato repair is very
good. Amato repair.
We could take an incredibly totaled car and make it brand new again. Make sure you take your any totaled car. Don't believe what the insurance companies tell you. We can take your incredibly totaled cars and make them brand spanking new again. Why pay an exorbitant insurance hike when you can get a brand new shiny car made in our shops? At Amato's Body Shop, everything comes out new.
This is really not on you to find a bargain. I would just go to the dealership or a dealership.
I don't have to go anywhere, man. I'm waiting. What I'm saying is it was a form letter. I'm not picking out a repair shop until I find out what the status of the car is.
He can't drive it and ask for an opinion.
It is at a scrapyard now for the insurance company. It is a scrapyard for the insurance company.
I thought they wanted you to give a preference who would repair it if it could be repaired.
I don't. I think it's an accident form letter that is designed for people that have had a fender bender. And this is a different situation. I'll know more when they call me. I thought that was the insurance company calling me right then. But no, it's a lady trying to sell me a service contract for a home air conditioning system. And I already have one of those down here. So
it never hurts to have two, though.
Nah, but I mean, they want me at Amato Air Conditioning, you know.
Isn't it time for an update with your air conditioning system? Make sure from duct cleaning to making sure that all of your appliances are working perfectly. Amato Best Home Services.
Hey, Jim, how is the dehumidifier in that system?
We'll clean it, scrape it, get all the griblies out so you can have a peaceful night's sleep. Oh, and did I mention Amato Mattress? Amato Mattress, yes. All the mattresses you possibly need.
Enough. I'm done. I'm done doing this.
You're
we have to move
doing
on.
That?
We
I
have
like
the we have the round table coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And something special today, I've been informed. I don't know what it is because nobody tells me, but isn't every show special? And doesn't every girl and boy deserve a toy? Isn't that the way it works, ladies and gentlemen?
A toy from Amato's Toy Store.
Amato's Toy Store. Yes, our little Geppetto. I'm Jim Geppetto.
We'll be right back.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify. The all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Hey, so much is out there, ladies and gentlemen. So much is out there if you want to protect your ink.
Too much sun. Mike.
So much sun is out there. If you have some killer tats, I was not looking at the copy because I was looking at my Mad Rabbit Repair Soothing Gel right here.
Nice.
Look at that.
Beautiful packaging.
If you have some killer tats, you need Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb, revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. It's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. We love it, and daughter is using it. Josh is using it. He's got the Tattoo Bomb right there, and your daughter, who is covered head to toe with tattoos.
I
right
wish
now.
You were kidding, Mike. When every time I see her, I say, "That a new
a
one?"
A new one?
Yeah. I know that Josh will be slathering it on before he goes to the Orioles games because you don't want the sun to fade and destroy all your clever ink.
That's the bomb, I think, right there. That I'm.
It is the bomb, Mike.
That's the Mad Rabbit Tattoo Bomb, vanilla and coconut. It says right on the side.
Smells great.
Does Julia have a sleeve? Does she have a sleeve of tattoos?
Not yet. I'm all sure right. It's getting there. She started real conservatively, mm-hmm. but now it's gotten to the point where unless she dresses specifically to cover them all, she doesn't.
Okay.
The one I don't like is the teardrop.
She's got a teardrop under her right eye?
I'm kidding. Yeah. Never murdered a man in prison.
Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use the promo code, remember that one, it's different, TMOS25, you will receive 25% off. Pay attention, that's a different code, 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use our promo code TMOS25. And we'd like to say thank you to Mad Rabbit, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the round table. Why did
Mike,
I trip?
You tricked me because you said you wanted me to play a new stager today. A new
one. Okay, let's do it again.
All right, do the cue of Mad Rabbit, please.
Hey, head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use our promo code TMOS25. And now all the new ones. I like it. I do. George Lopez walked off stage at his latest comedy show, Give Me a Break. Come on now. After hecklers didn't listen to his warnings. I'll get to my theory on this
in
a second.
His
warnings to shut up. The comedian was performing at Eagle Mountain Casino in Porterville, California. Don't know where that is. Over the weekend, when some audience members grew loud. There's a video of this floating around out there. Lopez is heard giving three chances for the crowd. I watched the video, and he says, "Now, seriously, I seem like an a-hole. I'm the one working." Okay. Heckling and comedians dealing with heckling is part of the kind of equation.
Sometimes the best part of the night.
You power through it. Now, look, we've all seen these guys. People get into trouble sometimes when they can't handle a heckler. And he's not the first comedian that's walked off the stage because of a heckler, but he warned him, and it didn't seem like he waited very long before he chucked it.
He's
said,
impatient.
"Come on, please, just watch the effing show. That's all you have to do." You would think you would come up with some more effective lines and make a laugh out of it. It's why I enjoy the comedians that do crowd work. Because when you're working without a net doing stand-up comedy, I think that's fun. And if you've got a vibe that is playful and fun, you can have fun. I don't know the circumstances. Who knows? But he walked. He put the microphone back in the stand and exited the stage 30 minutes early saying, "That's cool, thanks," and he waved goodbye. Just walked off and they booed him.
Wow.
So he doesn't even have a prepared way to handle hecklers.
I think that there are standard lines that you use. Yeah. Right. Sam Kinison has the greatest one I've ever heard, and it's the nastiest one. That's what your mom said, but I couldn't understand her because she had my, something in her mouth. It was beautiful. News, ladies and gentlemen.
Rob Mayer does wonderful crowd work, and it is probably the most thrilling part of a stand-up show because, again, you know it's not scripted. It's the real thing.
It's fun.
It sounds to me like Lopez had a contract, and he wanted his money, but he wasn't in the mood to work for it. That's what it sounds like.
I'm not sure whether it's that. I think he just was, he'd had enough, and maybe, I don't know, you'd have to ask him.
Give him a break.
Speaking of Lopez's, Jennifer Lopez, she once sang a song that says, "Love don't cost a thing," except maybe in her case, a summer tour. Multiple outlets reported that Lopez's planned summer tour, This Is Me Live, supposed to run June through August prior to its cancellation. It was experiencing low ticket sales, but a report from the Daily Mail refuted that. Though there was an initial struggle to sell tickets to the show, sales eventually spiked to 78% sold out. That's a legit tour. You can do that.
Yeah.
If she had done the cancellation early on, it would have been about ticket sales because they didn't. They did start slowly, but it was not. This Is Me Live would have been Lopez's first concert tour in 5 years. Since 2009's It's My Party, commemorating your 50th birthday. But I guess what they're saying is maybe it had something to do with J-Lo and Ben, and we do have an update on that. Here's the latest.
I blame COVID.
I don't think that's going to work, Rob.
I just don't think
it's going to happen.
Worked for me.
According to, yeah, it's why Josh had to leave his home and to go to
and
North
cancel
Carolina.
His tour.
According to Entertainment Tonight, hold on just a second. I apologize, guys. I apologize.
That's
hold
quite on. All right.
Just a second. And my surgery center.
And he's gone. So the. Okay, his mic is off, but the phone was wired through. I get it now. If you cancel early for ticket sales and the tickets keep selling, how does that turn around? I don't get that.
No, I think. Well, because you cancel enough shows that then there is 72% sold.
Ah, very good. They're probably also projecting.
Yes, I think they did some type of shady math in order to make it not look like it's a sales issue.
Well. Also, even with the cancellation early on, they were opining that it could have been personal problems. Maybe it's a mix. But I can't imagine if you're on dicey footing with your significant other, as she was with Ben Affleck, going out on tour and living that lifestyle would be the wisest thing to do.
Well, it
depends. Strengthen the relationship.
It depends if she's trying to strengthen the relationship or if it's over.
Yeah.
If it's over, going out there and it'll get your mind off things.
Yeah.
So
and maybe she could have let Ben open. That
I'm back.
Good. Mike, how are you?
How are you? Sorry, I'm being very bad broadcaster today.
No. We're back to the news.
The latest with them is that they went into their relationship very optimistic, thought things couldn't change, but they haven't. They've even reportedly put their $60 million Beverly Hills home on the market. They're supposedly asking for $65 million. While Ben has his own place, he did visit Jennifer on Sunday. So who knows? We don't know what's going on.
Wow. It's, you know what? Let them be. I hope they work it out. They seem like a fine couple.
I just got a call from the people that are going to be doing my procedure yesterday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Telling me, I'm sorry. It's just so much going on. It's
a lot
crazy.
Going on.
Telling me how much money I have to pay, which is incorrect. I'm a little wobbly on that.
Were they stifling laughter
nice
when
timing,
they said it?
Too. Great timing. Right.
Way to remind you.
Yes.
They were stifling laughter like when they said, "We have your procedure in the $100,000 box."
Yeah. The $100,000 box. Is that what it is? Look, I am not supporting either one of these artists. I'm not a fan of either. But reality is reality. Bad Boys Ride or Die, the fourth installment in the hilarious Will Smith, Martin Lawrence action comedy series, opened with an estimated $56 million in theaters over the weekend, handing Hollywood a much-needed summer hit, and Smith his biggest success since he slapped Chris Rock. Expectations were all over the map for Ride or Die, given the dismal movie-going market thus far this summer, and it did well. In the end, Sony Pictures' release came very close to or slightly above its tracking forecast. It's produced by Jerry Bruckheimer and directed by Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah.
Adil El Arbi, he's got the meats.
It's his first theatrical test since his 2022 slap, and it did okay.
It did okay. Can you believe that right now we are past Memorial Day weekend and Hollywood is hoping to have a summertime hit?
And $56 million for a weekend is
not
a blockbuster.
First, Yeah. So it's scary. We're not going to the movies anymore, folk. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to when everything's beamed to your house.
Yeah. It's very, very difficult. Right. We keep an eye on that. Closely following a planet-friendly diet. Here we go again. Fruits, vegetables, and whole grains will reduce the risk of premature death by nearly one-third in people, while also dramatically cutting the release of greenhouse gases that are devastating the planet. Eating more whole plant foods, less animal foods, and less highly processed foods is better for people and the planet alike, according to Dr. David Katz, a specialist in preventive and lifestyle medicine who was not involved in the study. In the paper, we see the same message amplified. Adhering to a dietary pattern conducive to the health of the planet and sustainability is associated with meaningful reductions in all-cause mortality.
Mike, I have for you a stone fruit update.
Okay.
The stone fruits are in. They're early this year.
What are stone fruits? Are they
your peaches?
Rock-like?
No, they have big seeds in the middle. Peaches. Cherries, nectarines. I believe a plum is a stone fruit. I bought 3 pounds of peaches.
Those are pits, Rob. They are the seeds. They're pits.
They're stones, man. They're stones.
Is that why they call them stone fruit?
Stone fruit, yeah.
Never heard that term in my life.
The peaches are tiny, but they are great. They're little cling peaches, and if summer is here and the peaches are in season, every day you don't eat a peach is a wasted day. Go out and buy peaches.
Did you use the term stone fruit when you managed the produce stand for your family?
No, because we never sold stone fruit. We were more vegetables.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But stone fruit, I've never ever heard that term. That's interesting.
You're stone fruits.
Me either, but part of my trip this weekend to Georgia was because it's peach season.
Oh, are you a peach connoisseur, Mr. Soroka?
They're fine, but my wife loves them.
Okay.
And
yeah, I
other family members
I think peaches
love them.
Might be, when they are right, they might be the best fruit.
Okay.
They're right. So good.
Congratulations, peach lovers everywhere. I'm happy for the update.
Thank you.
The top things, we do this every year, the dads want for Father's Day. Number one is a gift card or something food or drink related, and clothes or shoes. Most dads don't care.
Who wants shoes?
If somebody got me a new pair of kicks, I'd be happy. I'd like them. Or golf shoes.
I take that back. A few years ago, I got Birkenstocks for Father's Day.
Oh, God, yuck. If you post anything on social media, they don't care. 8% would like to get flowers. I'm not a flower guy, but I don't think I would want that. But who knows? A massive rabbit.
Mike, you don't have a dream Father's Day gift that you're already thinking about?
No, because my birthday's too close to it, so I'd rather care about my birthday. And I've already gotten a lovely birthday present from Carla. The ability to sleep in on my birthday.
Well, then I'll cancel the gift I got you, which is I got an oil painting made of the picture of your car crash.
Thank you. I thought it was going to be my AI photo. We'll talk about that later in the show. A massive rabbit, Rob, finally weighing in at 26 pounds, was rescued from along a busy California highway
and
taken to a rescue group. California Highway Patrol officers based in Santa Cruz were, summoned to the side of Highway 17 when construction workers spotted the huge bunny on the loose. I probably tipped my hand for what I'm going to do here.
I got no idea.
I am today, I am not prepared to do a show.
Ill-prepared?
I'm ill-prepared. I am screwing it up so bad today. Santa Cruz County Animal Shelter gave the big bunny a lift to a Mill Valley Rabbit Rescue Group. The rescue said the animal is believed to be a female Flemish giant rabbit. A popular pet breed for their massive size. And let's see if Rob Spiewak knows the straight line for what I'd like to do him next based on what he heard on the show.
Mike, could the rabbit be reached for comment?
What's up, Bob?
Thank you. That's it. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. You saved it. A massive 26.
You know, there is actually a family in our neighborhood raised a huge rabbit, and it had the weirdest name. It's called a meat rabbit.
Oh, for food.
Yeah, but you they didn't eat it.
That is so cool. I love that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Meat rabbit.
Hey, everybody. My laundry detergent used to come in a big, stupid jug. And the smell, kind of meh.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. That's why I switched to Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce has partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world. It is really their priority. It smells amazing.
Yes.
Does all the things that any other laundry detergent does, but it is so wonderful smelling. They have stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients, and they maximized hardworking stain fighters to ensure your favorite clothes come out looking brand new. And it's not just pods. Laundry Sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, we have those too, dryer balls, fabric softeners, and even candles. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your Laundry Sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. Elevate your laundry with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to check it out. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find. But you must use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off. Yesterday we were talking about my headshot on the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I have to
and
say
And how
this.
You fooled everybody?
I didn't fool anybody. I, right away, like the second comment when I put my new headshot was like, isn't AI great? Yeah, it is great. I didn't have to go to a studio. I didn't have to worry about lighting. I didn't have to worry about anything. And I didn't have to worry about slipping into a suit because they put it in suit form. And these are primarily, I believe, used, as Josh mentioned yesterday, for... you know, for business photos, for LinkedIn, for the profile that everybody has.
That suit was not so much a business suit, though. That was I'm going out to the club suit. That
I don't know, but
suit.
There, I didn't send Josh all the other pics that I had. I was trying to find them.
And that means we can't see what it would be like if we combined our faces with
well,
AI, right?
We can share this one that Ben Hope sent in.
Okay, let's take a look at this.
Ah!
Oh, my God. That is so
That's bad. Really bad.
There you go.
So it's got
There's someone who's going to get laid.
It's got, for one thing, the face is too small for the head.
That
it's all
is.
Smushed up.
Did they use your eyes or my eyes, Rob?
I think those are your eyes.
No, I think those are your eyes.
Well, they are beautiful either way.
Do you have blue eyes? I had never asked it. Do you have blue eyes?
I have beautiful blue eyes, and one of them has a freckle in it, Mike.
A freckle in your eye? Like on your eyeball?
Yeah. If the next time we're together, I'll show it to you. It's like a little brown dot right there. It's not anything harmful. It's just a flaw.
Somebody asked for a mashup of Rob and me in AI, and they got it to us
horrifying.
Yesterday during the show.
It's Mike's glasses, maybe my eyes, Mike's nose, I think Mike's facial hair, my yellow teeth, and just a huge head. I wish they had given us hair. I really do.
I know. It's interesting to see that. One of the things I like
about... Do you remember,
about,
Mike, when we used to do live shows and we'd introduce your son?
Oh, the kid that was that had the red hair.
Yes, that's what it makes me think of.
I have to say that the one thing I got outside of what I think is a pretty good photo and not having to go to a studio to do it was they put you... perhaps with a color palette or whatever, in clothing that you should be wearing.
Okay.
I thought that the color scheme was something I enjoyed. I thought that looked
very
matched
sharp.
Up with the
very
way
sharp.
It was supposed
to And it worked with
look.
The background as well.
It did. It did. And
now, did you go with any of the options with less clothing?
No, I didn't go. I didn't
look
go
out.
With, well, no, he's. But I got to put the.
No,
I,
that's an AI trend as well right now with these photos.
Like nude?
You could look jacked?
Yes. Yeah. Like, take a bunch of photos of your wife and stick them in there, and it says, here's some photos.
You mean, like, without a top on or something?
Yes.
Well, yeah, oh, like so those like, celebrity fakes that you
yeah, like a celebrity fake.
Yeah, I've heard about them.
No, but it does put me in, there's one, like, with a black turtleneck. There's one where I'm
what
wearing
What are you
a
doing,
scarf.
Auditioning to be Dick Cavett?
I think it's kind of city casual. Is what they're talking about.
I dislike a turtleneck.
I don't like a turtleneck either. I'm not a big fan of that. And I'm looking at, but the blue, the monochromatic, the blue, that's what it is, right? Is that what my picture was? Josh,
no,
do we
black.
Have that?
It was
it's
black.
A black suit with a
very shiny tie and a dark background.
Okay. I'm looking
at that. But
the
way it was lit, or ostensibly lit, the suit popped. Looked
the fun,
good.
The one comment I liked was, hi, Billy Joel. That was funny. Hey, same age, same decade. That's the way. That's the way that works. So I think it just shows you how it might
Uptown
not be a bad idea
girl.
To dress that way. And I like the monochromatic.
Now, is this going to inspire you to go in and get a real shot done?
No, of course not. I wanted to avoid it. I don't want to deal with it.
It's the opposite.
Crap. It's the total opposite.
But
why
I mean,
would it inspire
because,
me to do that?
Well,
I paid,
no, because you're talking
paid $49
about
for those shots.
Now you know how to dress. And now, you know, and also you're thin. I mean, you should really jump on this.
I just think that
thinner.
I have never, like, even when it comes up, well, look at me right now. You know, this is a souvenir shop t-shirt that I'm wearing right now with a Titleist hat. I don't know how to dress. I've never known how to dress. That's just the way it is. I accept that reality. But every now and then, you want to go out to an event. I like the way at the last live show when I was wearing the gray suit.
Yes.
There are gray suits in the headshots, too.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot
gray,
of them.
Yes.
So that's the way it works. I think that is that it's educational when the AI puts you in an outfit because they're putting you in an outfit that matches up with the way you look. And
this,
I never really thought about that.
This program you bought, could it make a shot of the two of us together? Because we don't have a shot of the two of us.
I think that if you and I did what we suggested, which was mix them, I will send you.
Okay.
I will send you the picture. No, but I don't want you to invest in that. That's
no.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
You've
but,
already bought it, so you could.
Yeah.
Is there
what
you can put us together?
If you each do this, we can then blend it together. Separately, I can blend them so
oh,
then
to
we
have a
Christmas
legitimate
card ready
shot,
to go.
Right?
Yeah,
to have a legitimate
us, yeah.
shot. But I want Rob to look. No, having Rob look similar would be probably a good idea. You know,
yeah, and not the
and do
same
it that
suit.
Way.
But
it's just it's. I don't know. Why does that? I think it'll work. We could do it that way. I suppose
yeah.
it wouldn't be that bad an idea. But I don't know.
It's easier than getting you both in the same location.
Yeah,
the fans are clamoring, Mike.
I'm actually planning a trip up to the Leesburg area in the, I believe it's this, what is it? It's winter of 2027. I'm planning a trip up to Leesburg
Mike,
to get a Christmas tree.
That's so sad. I'm busy then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, that's it. We won't be able to get together, Josh.
We should have gotten together earlier.
That's just
maybe.
The reality of the situation.
How many times when you're laying in bed, Mike, at night, do you think, God, I used to see Rob every day. Why didn't we take more pictures?
I know. Rob, I think ultimately you should come down here. I think that's what you should
it's
do.
Too
you
hot.
Should come down here. It's it's hot. Like, it's not hot where you are. What's going to be the high temperature today in Leesburg, Virginia?
80 degrees with zero humidity.
Okay, but how long is that going to last?
All summer.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I know
I looked
it's a
it
lie.
Up. All week is better weather than Florida.
All week? This week we are underwater in Florida. We are expecting, and I'm not exaggerating here, 10 inches of rain in my area. And I would just like to send this out to our animal-loving listeners.
Yes, and they do love them.
You know, most animals, they're indigenous to Southwest Florida. They're going to be okay. I'm not sure about the burrowing owls. They were mentioning the burrowing owls on the news this morning.
How big is a burrowing owl?
About 7 feet.
Wow.
Now, the burrowing owl.
Like a meat rabbit.
When they get flooded, unfortunately, habitat, and it's not good for the burrowing owls because they're underground and you get 10 inches of rain.
Yeah, well, screw them. I don't like owls. I don't like birds that are mean like that, eating rats and stuff.
Thank you. Time for another commercial. We will come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Screw you, owl.
I've got the crime report from Southwest Florida. There is a grisly one here in Fort Myers. I mean a grisly one.
If they're so wise, what are they doing underground? Answer
you know,
me that, Mike.
You'd have to take it up with an interview with a burrowing owl. I think they're little fellas. God love them. We'll be right back. Summertime, hot time, sweaty time, thirsty time. Rehydration time. Hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. And it's also clear why Carla O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen, hides the peach flavor. The white peach is hidden in my house. I am drinking the lemon lime today, which I love, but I also, it's been a while since I've had my white peach, and I got my white peach packet, and I love it, and I want to get my white peach, and she has squirreled it somewhere in
our home.
Look
in the back of the freezer. Back of the freezer. That's one of her go-to places, Mike. That's where
she's not going to freeze the liquid IV. It's a powder.
I'm behind the vegetables. She's not freezing it. She's hiding it.
Well, the secret to Liquid IV is LIV Hydroscience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone, and I love it. Tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOs at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today. Promo code TMOs, liquidiv.com.
Mike, I just had a great idea.
Yes.
What you do is you go up to somebody and you say, how are you? And they say, fine, how are you? And you say, had a bit of a rough weekend, had a car accident. I'd like to show you a picture, but then show them the AI picture and say, look at this.
This is how I looked when I stepped out of the car. I looked fantastic. Hey, Josh, do you have access to that photo in your, because I don't want to tax you. I know you've got something.
No, I do.
You want to do.
No, I have it. Let me see if I can pull it up. When I started to a little bit ago, the internet in the hotel went off. Like
the internet in the hotel sucks. I can tell by listening to you right now. It's like, so don't worry about it. I want to talk about the crime report in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, and crime,
we are,
Mike.
If anything on this show, we are fleet of foot. Is that going to affect what you might want to try later on in the show?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Yeah. Give it a try. We'll see what happens.
That's
with that.
The magic of our platform.
Mm-hmm.
It accepts, it
you do whatever
corrects
we want.
Some stuff. Yeah.
It's a podcast. Rock and roll. Yesterday, we get murders, we get shootings, we get burglaries. You know, any small city gets all these things.
Sure.
We got one that's really like turbo Hannibal Lectery yesterday. So this was downtown. It happened late Sunday night, maybe 11:30 Sunday night, but when I woke up on Monday and I turned the news on, they went out to the reporters that nobody does reporting anymore unless it's spoon-fed by the
right.
by the cops. That they don't, the local reporters won't say it. We haven't been able to get any confirmation. They won't ask a neighbor. They won't do anything like that. They just stand there and wait till the press release comes out. So you didn't know, but they showed the police tape around this house, very small house, and they showed that. This morning, they're all over it, and apparently this was as grisly as it gets. The way the story goes is a lady, I think the wife of the perpetrator, and a small child, perhaps the perp's daughter or son,
right.
are hiding across the street in the neighbor's carport, and they appeared to be terrified. This guy, apparently in the house, goes nuts, takes a knife, not only kills the guy, but starts to dismember his body.
Oh.
He comes to the window. The police are surrounding the place at this point. He holds up what appears to be some part of the guy's body. So I have no idea what the details are on that. How's that for your breakfast this morning?
Yeah.
Enjoy that breakfast, everybody. And then, I consider this a southern city, Rob, and in southern cities,
if you go much more south, you're no longer in the nation. So
this
yeah.
is true, and I think the police are known not to take any crap from anybody down here, and that's why I think they heard 12 to 14 shots when the guy refused to drop the knife. Apparently all the blood, you know, the law enforcement officers felt that they were at risk, and I can understand why.
Yeah.
If a guy's chopping up a body in his house, but he's not going to be able to tell us why he did it because he's no longer with us. And they found the roommate. I guess the roommate lived with the man and his family.
Sure.
And they found the roommate that was dead and starting to be chopped up. So welcome to sunny Fort Myers, Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
This is, as you said, you know, there's not a lot of reporting going on. And if it bleeds, it leads. But I don't think that story is going to sit well with a lot of our listeners. Can you give us a John Tesh version of that report?
So, it's important to make sure you manage your expectations when you're in a roommate with a let me start again.
Okay. What is it called? Something for your life?
Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh.
Intelligence for your life.
Hi, everybody. I'm John Tesh. It's important to manage expectations when a roommate comes into your home. Make sure you live cooperatively with another individual. Try not to get too hot under the calendar. The collar.
He might say calendar.
Try not to get too hot under the collar, and if you have a dispute with your roommate, by all means, do not dismember them. Thank you.
Thank
Intelligence
you,
for your life. I'm John Tesh.
You made it so much more. Mike, what you did is you turned it into a learning moment.
Well, they had that, and then they went right into the 10 inches of rain and the snowy owls that were going to disrupt the world. The burrowing owls, not the snowy owls. Let's not be confused here. Maybe John Tesh would be more suited to a snowy owl.
I think he would.
A burrowing owl. Right?
Knowledge for your life.
I'm John Tesh. Intelligence for your life, ladies and gentlemen. If you live in an area prone to flooding, make sure you get all the burrowing owls out before the heavy rain comes. You see, heavy rain can result in flooding, which gets into the burrowing owl's burrow and drowns them to death. Intelligence for your life, I'm John Tesh, ladies.
Hey, John, what about skinks?
Skinks? Are those the
little
skinks or little salamanders, aren't they?
They are.
Yes. I remember that I believe it was 1980 at American University, and Mike O'Mara dated a couple of skinks.
Oh, stop that.
Intelligence
for your life.
Mike O'Mara. All right. One more, and then we're done.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here is John Tesh.
Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh. If you're cruising along on a major interstate highway, make sure you keep your eyes wide open. You never know when somebody four or five lengths up in front of you is going to blow a tire and shoot across the highway like they were shot out of an effing cannon, causing you to total your car and then have your insurance company send you an email and ask what repair shop you wanted to use. And I said, I can't use a repair shop because the car's unfixable, dumbass. Intelligence for your life.
For your life.
I'm John Tesh.
John, yeah, it was you tough. Never let me down.
Yeah, it was difficult because I had all those burrowing owls in my back, you know, trunk of the car. It was very,
I'm wondering,
very sad.
Do they rise to the top? Like,
yes, they do. Do they float, you mean?
Yes.
No, the way the story went in the local news down here, after they talked about the guy dismembering his roommate, they said that the burrowing owls, if the floodwaters get in there, they live there during, like, the day. So it's not a good situation for them. And it's pouring rain out here right now.
It's going to be pouring bad rain for all... Mike, mm-hmm. Bad for your ecosystem. They're going because there's something that the burrowing owls eat that's going to go crazy now.
One more from John Tesh, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, intelligence for your life. Here's John Tesh.
I'm John Tesh. If you're doing a major podcast and receive a call from the medical office that's performing your procedure, and they inform you that it's going to cost $2,000, may throw you off your game a little bit. Yes, sirree. Nice that they chose to call less than 24 hours before the procedure's scheduled, and now you're wondering whether you're even going to be able to have it at all. I'm John Tesh, intelligence for your life, everybody. Thank you, and F you and your families, too. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
John Tesh has replaced all of his joints.
He has. We have to take a break. We'll come back with the flip side and more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Yeah, that threw me. I think every day this week there's going to be something that's going to throw me off the rails. And in this particular case, it was, hi, we're calling. Just wanted to let you know that you're obligated to pay $2,000 Thank you, S&P. We'll be right
Mike,
back.
Mike, I'll Venmo you like 15 bucks.
Appreciate it. Hey, did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine? I need that right now as the rest of the world.
Oh, no.
Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. And I'll tell you, I love this wine. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website, and then enter TMOS for both the code and the password. You will get six bottles of wine for $39.99. I go all the way back to Thanksgiving, where we had a Thanksgiving dinner exclusively with Naked Wines wines, and they were well reviewed by the whole fam. Shipping is included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab six bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first six bottles. Cheers, everybody.
Mike,
okay, I want to just mention that after this, we're going to try something with Josh that's going to be a little added content for you today. So we're not going to wrap it up after the flip side, but take it away, Rob.
Mike, name this tune. Or what it's associated with.
It's a sitcom of some kind, isn't it?
It is The Price is Right. One of their generic beds. They call this one Flute Number 14.
Okay.
And I play this because we don't watch The Price is Right. I don't watch The Price is Right as much anymore.
Okay.
Because it's just not the same with Drew Carey. But it remains one of the best game shows on television because of the variety, and anything can happen. Well, this past Friday, something happened that I've never seen happen. And it happened on the bid for the showcase.
A special machine, a trip to Miami, and a Kia K5. You bid $39,500. Actual price. So, let me tell you. Let me just tell you.
No.
$39,501.
He missed it by $1.
Has anybody ever gotten it exactly?
There is one guy who did, but it was under shady circumstances. This is a genuine double showcase winner with a $1 win.
Off by a dollar.
How great is that?
Do you watch that episode? I'd love to know what he got. What did he get?
I just saw the clip. I don't know. The showcases aren't as good. And also, you know what? Call me sexist. I don't like the male models showing off prizes.
You are sexist. There.
Well,
I will call you sexist.
Yeah, hey, call me that.
They give better cars away, though, now, don't they?
They do. Show? Remember, it was always like an entry-level something.
Yeah,
Ford
absolutely.
Fiesta, something
it's
like that.
It's a Ford Fiesta. Enjoy your 6-inch-wide Ford Fiesta, ladies and gentlemen.
So let's say you're living in Tampa, and you're playing some sort of grown-up game that involves challenges, and they challenge you to steal a car. You're going to get in trouble unless you notify the police that you're stealing the car. This is so screwed up. This is a Tampa Bay 911 call and a story, okay?
Responded to a call from a female stating that she was attempting to steal a vehicle from the dealership parking lot and wanted the police to know so she could do it legally. Take a listen to the 911 call.
Because I'm trying to steal a car that's not legally mine. So y'all gotta come make a report. I'm reporting this.
Deputies arrived on scene and observed 37-year-old Christy Lee Terman exiting the driver's side of the stolen Corolla. According to Terman, she was being trained in a game of Black Ops to steal a car, but called 911 in an attempt to make her carjacking legal.
I am so confused by this. You have to. All right, so she's playing a game?
Yes, it's a Black Ops game, yeah.
Is she really playing games or is she on drugs?
I think the answer is both. But somehow she thought, that's like saying, if you call the police and say, I'm about to shoot my spouse, I want you to know about it in advance. So goodbye. That doesn't make it any less legal or more legal. It's just, it's so screwed up. But I liked the tone of her voice on the call.
Yeah, she sounded urgent.
She did.
Yeah, which maybe confirms the fact that she was on drugs.
My cars are trouble, left and right. Am I right? Am I right?
Well, tell me about it.
Yeah. All right. Sometimes if you miss a payment, your car will get repossessed.
Yeah, have you seen the one guy? The one guy's got that automatic thing that
he can
lower it when he's backing up. Pretty cool.
Love it.
I love watching those.
But sometimes the repo men are a little enthusiastic. Maybe they should look around in a car before they take it.
Okay. Someone just stole the client's car with her daughter in it.
Evansville police say two repo men alerted dispatch they were looking for a vehicle, which is their standard procedure. What happened next, though, is where things take a turn.
Susan out to the possible kidnapping in progress from 323 East Riverside, where someone stole a female's gold car with a newborn inside.
Wow.
Bad news.
I mean, not a defense if you say you were repoing it, right?
No, it's not.
That's, I mean, because it's totally irrelevant to the child that's in the car. Mm-hmm. You're still kidnapping a child, no matter what the circumstances of doing that, even if you have a legitimate reason for confiscating that car. I think that
I don't know. It gets tricky because if it's being repoed, the parent doesn't own that car anymore. So if my kid went and climbed in my neighbor's car and my neighbor drove off, is that kidnapping?
That's interesting. That's a good legal question. You'd have to be in there and figure it out. I think that, and really when you're doing the, if say you are a defense attorney for these guys and you're trying to explain what's going on, the whole idea of being a repo man is being fleet of foot and being fast when you get to this and trying to get away before anybody discovers you. So I'd love to hear how it shakes out, but you know we won't. We'll never get any follow-up on this.
Well, the latest update is that the lady was also four payments behind on the child.
Okay, bada-bing. Well, thanks, Shecky. Thank you. That did not help me. That didn't help me at all. Thank you very much.
I thought that might help. Mike, one of the coolest celebrities we've ever met, and I think you will agree with me this, is Dick Van Dyke, when we get to meet him out of Television City.
Wonderful man. Really, really cool dude. Absolutely.
Did you know he won a daytime Emmy this week?
He just did. Yeah, he did this week. And is he 96 now?
I think 98. He won it for being on One Life to Live. He's obviously showing that he's 98. But I think this guy's pretty much got it together. Here's a piece of his acceptance speech, forgive me, at the daytime Emmys. He's already won four primetime Emmys for The Van Dyke Show. This is his fifth, I believe.
A wonderful time. But in one scene where I'm being really serious, I broke myself up. I started to giggle at myself and ruined the shot. I'm not used to frowning. Anyway.
He says he's not used to frowning.
Drake, who goes to my gym, and he said, "Why don't you come on the show and have some fun?" And I said, "Great." And it snowballed into this. I'm 98 years old. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow. And he looks good.
I mean, he
really does. Doesn't sound good, but he looks good. But he's had that kind of ruche upper plate type of thing going on
for a long time. But the fact is that he got a gig on a soap opera because of someone he met at the gym. He's 98.
Welcome to L.A., baby. You never know. You never know what's going to
happen. They just did a great special with him. Unfortunately, it was on CBS. But fortunately, it was really great. I like what they did. They had current stars sing his songs through his career and built it into the tribute. It's really good. You can stream it. I think it's called 98 Years of Magic. Let's close with this, Mike. I'm all for almost any internet trend that has to do with eating. But this one I don't see is happening. I can sort of imagine the flavor in my mouth. Do you like a Twix bar?
I'm more of a Kit Kat than a Twix. I think people go either way with that candy. I don't like Twix.
You know what? I take it back. I'm sorry. Do you like Kit Kat? This is a
Kit Kat. I love Kit Kat. Love
Kit Kat. It's
one of my go-tos.
Do you like ketchup?
I like ketchup. Yeah, not on a Kit Kat, but I like
ketchup.
Well,
let's take a look. We'll close with this.
Good bite for everybody.
Ketchup.
Cheers.
On a Kit Kat. These people say no, they're going to try it. And so this lady bites.
That's actually really nice.
It's really nice, she says.
I bet it is. I bet it is.
You think?
I mean, think of the sweet and savory used in cooking.
Maybe.
What does she think?
No, she says no.
No, she doesn't dig it.
No.
Let's see what Dad thinks.
This guy. He likes it. Three thumbs up.
Thanks for the words.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to sort of explain it, I know. But
you know what it
also
tells me also?
What's that?
It's time for another food experiment. I think we have to try it.
Okay.
We can I think we have to try it on Thursday's show. You know, on Thursday's show, we've got an author of a wonderful book called Beverly Hills Spy. It's going to be a very, very serious discussion about what led up to the attack on Pearl Harbor. And it is a book that is bringing up something that I've never heard discussed before about this particular individual that was spying for Japan. It's a it's an amazing read. So I think to balance that out, he'll be at the front of the show on Thursday.
I'll tell him to get a Kit Kat.
No, Josh, you don't have to. After he's done, it'll, you know, because people, whenever we do something like that, by the way, we, you know, stop the music. Josh has an experiment he wants to try right now. Okay. But I was going to say this, that, you know, it'll balance things out nicely for having a very intelligent author, and then we do something totally stupid. And I would love to try that experiment.
I think
I really
that
would.
The problem with what we saw in the video is that they were putting ketchup on the entire 4-bar brick of a Kit Kat. I think I should like to break the Kit Kat into smaller bars and dip like a French fry.
I, even when I'm using something that's standard for ketchup, which is a French fry, I like to just sort of taste it. I like to just put a tiny little bit of the ketchup on there, not a lot of it, but
just
if you're doing, if you're doing just the tip, if you're doing Kit Kat, who knows? Josh was very excited last night, reached out to us and said, I want to try something, if we can have a bonus segment today. And we're doing an added segment. We can do whatever we want. And, you know, it's a podcast, everybody. Josh, are you going to be able to do it from Lumberton, North Carolina, though?
We're gonna try it. And
okay, what do you have for us today? All right, let's go.
So there's been lots of AI talk, and we've been talking AI. And what came across my feed over the weekend was AI music. And I wasn't sure if you guys have heard AI music yet. You bring in a lot. Rob brings in a lot of bad parody songs.
Yeah.
Right.
And covers. And I think those people might be out of business with AI.
Okay. I think that the most music I see with AI is they'll do like, what would Frank Sinatra sound like if he sang a Nirvana song? One of the first ones that ever really impressed me was, what if Elvis sang Baby's Got Back? So I know that I've... Baby has back.
God, you are so tragically white. You really are.
Yeah,
you
not
are.
Not a slick soul brother like you.
Me too. I own it. Absolutely.
But that's what I've seen. But you're saying this is not like inspired stuff. This is original stuff?
This is... It'll write original stuff like that I teased on the countdown for the people watching live. That was AI, and that's why Omera was pronounced wrong.
Okay.
But that was an AI-type song created. So I threw some words into AI and said, write some songs, and I wanted to see what you guys think about AI.
Okay,
let's,
cool.
Let's see what happens.
Country.
Don't be shy. Tune in now to the Mike O'Meara Show's Playful Five. Mike and Rob.
Mike and Rob.
The host you adore.
Let me think. Now, are there more than one?
I've got more than one.
Okay, well, for this one, let me think about this one. I think that... There you go. That's
it. It was trying to throw like a 1957 Elvis vibe, I think.
Yeah, it called it a blues vibe.
Okay,
well,
very good.
That's
what's next?
Wrong and it's bad.
Let's see. Here's a.
That's a lovely song about Mike's car accident.
Yeah. And I think my problem is I think they fall right in line and about the same level of quality as the guys that do the bad
Well, and I also think we are dealing with a little bit of a glitch with the location it's coming from, but we get it to get the gist of them.
Yeah.
And normally, under normal circumstances, I would say, let's wait. These are so good that we can wait till Thursday to play them. I'm not worried about doing that right now.
I'm not worried about them being good.
No. You're thinking about ketchup. This is rock and roll, Mike.
Thanks, Rob. I didn't know.
We play blackjack on the radio show.
Oh, that took two. And a gun.
Can you hold that one in particular up to your microphone there? There we go. Yep. All right, there it is. Thank you.
Wow. Very Daniel Craig of you.
Here's one that, then they had a few that were pre-written where they would take the lyrics to well-known songs and let AI redo the song.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
Oh, you're
Now that one you didn't even let it get to the lyrics.
I apologize, John. I'm a man.
That's why I have to be careful on the road. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. Sorry about that. Here, we can jump straight into the lyrics with this cover.
Oh, good.
20 bottles of beer on the wall. 20 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 19 bottles of beer on the wall. 19 bottles of beer on the wall. 19 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 18 bottles of beer on the wall.
That lasted a lot longer than I expected.
Did we get a mention in that?
No, that's just a cover.
These are the songs.
Those were the
cover
songs.
Before. Those are cover songs.
These are the Screamin' Rock one was a SpongeBob cover that is apparently considered one of the best AI covers.
Okay, all right.
And
I
then
get that.
Here is an AI original about Florida. They all have long music intros for some reason.
So you can talk him up as a DJ.
Florida man driving down the road.
You know, you're right. I agree with Mr. Soroka that they are pretty close to as bad as the regular parody songs that we have.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not good.
Now, my ego tells me that if we can get the pronunciation correct, that first one, that little ditty, I wouldn't want it every day. I also am a fan of that creating the anticipation for the show. However, I would like it more if they had the correct pronunciation. I'm not sure.
If you were to spell it O'Mara,
I'm going to have to play with how I type it into the computer.
They say Mara because it's not intelligence. It's stupid.
Right. I did find more places where I needed to fix the three hosts because AI kept wanting to tell me that there's three hosts of the Mike O'Mara show.
Okay.
Well, perhaps you're just giving yourself
a
promotion,
four. Josh. You know, it's just they're dropping like.
Step right up to the Mike O'Mara show. Three hosts that you rather sure to steal the flow.
Do you know what this one sounds like, Mike?
What's that, Rob?
It sounds like in a sitcom when three of the principals form a band. When three of the principals on a situation comedy form a band and they perform it. Like, I could see...
In 1973.
Yeah, I could see Ralph and Potsy and...
I like the toilet still running.
You better adjust that.
Boy, oh boy, that's a long tank to fill, isn't it?
Richie Let's Cunningham. See if
it's up. Hold on. Says it's got 3 seconds left. Oh, it's over.
What is that, an American standard?
It's an American standard. Esser. That's it. Do you have any more, Josh?
Oh, I mean, I've got other ones if you want more.
That's okay. That's not necessary.
You know what you can do, Josh? Listen to them while you're driving today.
Oh, I listened to them while driving yesterday.
That's right. When you're going back, you're going to be in Maryland tonight, correct? You're going to make it up there today?
Yep.
So when you get to Maryland for tomorrow and the rest of the week, how's the internet connection?
A lot better.
Oh, that's good. Thank God for that. I'm very excited about
that. And I think I'm going to go to Rob's on Thursday.
Okay, very good. So I'm looking forward to that.
I got a vacuum.
Enjoy tomorrow. The Dude and Rob Show. Dude Walker, Rob Spiewak.
Dude.
Or, you know, in the event that Dude will still be here, even if I happen to come on the show because they are making me pay for my procedure, which I won't do. We'll see you next time on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Ciarocca, Mike O'Mara saying so long. We'll see you next time.
Dude also asked for $2,000 to show up.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know, morons.
We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
It is all fun and games until someone gets herpes.